Well, welcome tonight. This is Pastor George Small, and you're listening to the special one-hour program, Hope for the Hour, and just want to welcome you to Renew FM. And I know many of you have been tuning in for this 1 hour from 6 to 7 o'clock here in New England, as we just are here to encourage you at a time like 2020. And tonight I have a special guest and want to use the opportunity to have him share his story and minister to you through the airwaves and just share with you the scriptures and so forth, just to encourage you at a time like this. And if you've listened to Renew FM too long, maybe you've heard Daniel Messiah on our station. We've interviewed him a number of times. Quite a story. And I want to encourage you with his story tonight and just his ministry. So we also would like to give the opportunity to give us a call if you'd like. And you might just hear some things about this man's life or story or just some of the scriptures. And you'd like to ask him a question. We might talk tonight, too, about Islam and just what it is to come to Christ out of Islam. That is part of Daniel Messiah's story, as we will talk about that tonight. So as you're tuning in, driving in your car, or just listening at home, whatever it might be, we're here live on the radio. We've got our microphones on the studio here. Daniel is with me on the phone. And so we also can take calls. I want to give you a phone number. If you call the number, you'll talk to somebody who will put you on hold a little bit while we make that right break in the radio where we can bring you on and you can talk with Daniel and talk with myself. We can pray for you, encourage you. And the phone number to call is a simple number. It's 888-310-PRAY, 888-310-7729. So just 888-310-PRAY or 310-7729. You can call that number, and we'd love to talk with you and encourage you. Again, somebody will answer the call and put you on hold a little bit, and then switch you over to our main studio so we can get you on the air at that right moment in the conversation. So, but look forward to talking to you. Well, I'm going to bring Daniel now, welcome him on the air. Hey, Daniel, great to have you again tonight on Renew FM.
Thank you, Pastor George. I'm honored to be in this powerful program and radio station. And it's like you said, it's the time and the hour is near, and we need to be prepared.
Yeah, amen, amen. And I, tonight, you know, just on my heart with you on the air with us, Daniel, I'd like to, again, use your story. You've got a lot aspects to your story. I've got in my hand right now your book, and the book Traitor, you know, it's about your life. You know, right there on the cover, it says a true story that turned Egypt upside down, Traitor. And just your a little bit of your testimony in the back, you know, 8 months in prison, difficult prison in Cairo, no blankets, no heat, no bed, one meal a day, all that because you were sharing Christ. You had been exposed to the gospel as a Muslim. And as it says on the back, you know, you were a devout, part of a devout Muslim family, many ties to the Egypt's Muslim culture, and you came to Christ. And that led to a real difficulty in your life as you began to share with other Muslims about Jesus. And you ended up in prison. So we are in a time in a world where there is a lot of fear. There is a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people just wondering about so many things. And so you reminded us last week as we had you on the air about the sovereignty of God. You know, God is on his throne. And that you also believe the road's going to be hard ahead. The way you see it, that there's going to be a difficulty even for the church. Potentially persecution is in line for us as we go forward. And yet you even mentioned that difficult times, that's not necessarily a bad time for a believer, as you yourself in prison had such joy in your heart. And so when people are suffering, there's certainly people that are listening to our conversation that are having, you know, just a time as this trial of 2020 continues on and trying to figure out what it all means. Maybe some are even being tempted to draw back or are just withdrawn and staying in their home and staying away from the church. And yet you have a story, and I think it's a story that reminds us about faith in Christ, about living for God, about trusting in him, and he'll carry us through anything, and there's just such great hope. And so, you know, if you don't mind, Daniel, tell them a little bit real quick. I know you've done it a few times on our radio station, and there's other parts of your story tonight I'd like to focus in on. But let's just, if you wouldn't mind, just real quick, a little bit about your story. Introduce yourself again to the audience for those that tonight that maybe don't know your story.
I born in a Muslim family in Egypt, and my real name was Muhammad Kamel, and I never thought I would be a Christian. When I was looking at Christianity in Egypt, and we're talking about 1979 at that time, I didn't see a committed Christian. I have a friend of mine. He never presented Christ to me. He never told me Jesus loves you. He never gave me a Bible. And he was scared, afraid, because we live in under Islamic law, Sharia law. And he never shared his faith with me. And you can imagine that's what exactly happening in America today, Pastor George.
Yep.
Most of Christians are afraid to share the gospel with their even their own friends. I know my friend for 12 years. He never told me Jesus loves you, Muhammad. He never told me Jesus came to change your life, to redeem your life. And I decided when I saw how Christianity is, it's very weak, and Christians are afraid. I decided to go to a church, his church, to mock Christianity and mocking him and make fun of him. And he afraid to take me to his church. Even when I told him I wanted to go to a church, he afraid. And he thought I would put a bomb in his church. He decided to take me to a different church. You can imagine. You see, he afraid of me. And he afraid that I would put a bomb in his church. He sent me to a different church. And that's the power of fear.
Yes.
Going on even right now during coronavirus. Churches, people are afraid. People are locking themselves down. And they're afraid to face the reality, which is if you are with Jesus, you are free men. Yeah, there is nothing can stop you. Like Paul said, the word of God cannot be in chain. Nobody can put us in chain. Even we are in the house, we worship, we talk with people about Jesus, we can use our gift. There is no fear in Christianity. And I went to the church, and I was those crazy infidels, Christians worship, and I didn't see anything wrong. And we went together, me and my friend, out of the church walking, and I asked them, how you guys pray, how you worship? And he gave me the Lord's Prayer, and I took it home, and I was reading the first line in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father in Heaven. And I started laughing and mocking this prayer. And I was in his home at that time, in his bedroom, and I opened the window, and I started talking with God, mocking this prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And I started asking God, are you my daddy? Are you my father? I can call you daddy. And while I'm mocking this prayer, Pastor George, boom, I felt the Lord's presence in my room. And it was clear. This is like a prison. I didn't know at the time this is the prison of the Holy Spirit. But I felt Jesus around me, hugging me, and his arm around me. And I heard his voice very clear, saying to me, yes, I am your daddy. I am your daddy. And when I heard it from him, it break my heart. I start crying like a baby. And I start telling him, why you left me 23 years? Why you left me 23 years? And I went to sleep, and I woke up the second day, and I didn't know what happened to me, but I felt a great feeling and free. Something big happened, but I didn't know. I didn't have any explanation at the time. And I went to church again, not to my Christian, to know more about my daddy. And every time I attend the service, I start learning more about God, that God is love. God loves me. He is my daddy. And because of my sin, he came down in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, dying on the cross, on my place, to give me eternal life and to free me from all the guilt and raise me from my sin. And it was very clear to me, wow, if really there is God, this is the God I wanted to follow. And my church invited me to a conference in Alexandria, and one of the pastors were speaking and preaching about the power of Jesus to change your life. Jesus can change your life and can give you a new heart. And I still got touched by this because for many years as Muslim, I was looking for change. But in Islam, there is no change. Even the Quran saying, in one of the verses in the Quran, saying that Allah will never change anyone. And in Arabic, لا يغير الله قوما حتى يغير ما بأنفسه. Which means Allah will never involve in changing you. You need to change yourself. And I tried in Islam for many years to be a good young man and following Allah, praying five times a day, even more than five times a day, and reaching Islam to many people and try to do all my duty as a Muslim, faithful Muslim. But I still feel I am a sinner. I am guilty. And I have no assurance if I died where I'm going. And after this experience in Alexandria, this message I heard from the pastor that Jesus can change you, I put Jesus for a test. I said, okay, let me ask Jesus to change me if this is true. And I took a side in the conference room, and I bowed on my knee, and I said, Lord, if you really changing people like this guy saying, change me, I'm ready. And boom, shower of the Holy Spirit came upon me and shaking everything in my life. And I start speaking in tongues. And I never know the New Testament. I never read the Bible yet. And I start praising God with a different language. And I'm in Presbyterian church. You know, they are not believing in the gift of the Spirit, or, you know, or I'm not in Calvary Chapel or Pentecostal church. Presbyterian church. And boom, I start praising God. And I filled with joy. And this was the day the Lord came to my life and changed me. And he showed me, it is true, if anyone seek God, if anyone seek freedom, if the Son of God free you, you really indeed free. And everything changed. I started loving people, and I started loving the Jewish. I used to hate the Jewish. I used to hate Christian. Great love covered me and filled me. And I started sharing the gospel with other Muslims. I started praying, said, Lord, don't make me like my friend. I don't want it to be a chicken Christian. I want it to be like you. And I started going to Bible study in my church, and I got to study the book of Daniel, and I fell in love with Daniel, and I decided to change my name to Daniel Abdel Messiah, which means Daniel, the slave of the Messiah. And I start praying and crying for 8 hours every day, saying, Lord, use my life. You are my daddy. You are my father. You are my savior. I need you to use my life. And I made my commitment to share the gospel with 10 people every day. I can't sleep without sharing the gospel with 10 people every day. And the Lord gave me great ways to witness in the bus, in high-rising buildings, and everywhere I go, I will ask the people, have you read the Bible? Have you heard about Jesus? And I started witnessing in Egypt until I shared the gospel with a taxi driver, and the taxi driver reported me to the secret police, and the secret police came and arrested me from my church. And when they took me to their secret police building, they started interrogating me, and I remember the Lord gave me to speak boldly to them, because that was my prayer. Lord, you brought me to the secret police. They need to hear about you and give me strength and boldness. And I remember I told the chief of the police, the secret police, I told him, do you have a Bible in your office here? He said, yeah. And he opened the door. He brought me a Bible. He bring the Bible out. And I told him, can you read the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12? And he opened it, and he started reading it. And you can imagine that the secret police chief reading Acts chapter 4, verse 12, which said, there is no other one, there is no other name under heaven can save people except the name of Jesus. And I told them, Mr. Ala, his name is Ala, did you notice the name of Muhammad is not there? Muhammad cannot save people. Moses cannot save people. No prophet can save people. The only name has been given to people under heaven is the name of Jesus. And he got upset, and they put me on the ground for lock for 3 days. And 3 day, they took me to the attorney general, which is a guy who is has the power to put me in prison or to release me. And he started interrogating me for hours, and I was in prayer. I said, Lord, you did not brought me here for him to interrogate me. I need a message for this man. And boom, the Lord gave me 3 questions from this man. And I told him, Mr. Hisham, his name is Hisham Hamouda, I will ask you 3 questions. If you answer them, I will go back to Islam. If you didn't answer them, you need to read the Bible and take Christianity serious. He said, go ahead. And here is the funny thing is, I start interrogating the attorney general. And I told him the first question, does Allah loves you in Islam? Can you say Allah loves me? His answer was, I don't know. I told him, if you die today, Mr. Hisham, where are you going? He said, I don't know. I told him the third question, is God able to change people in Islam? He said, no, Allah will never change anybody. I told him, did you notice your answer? Allah does not love you, will not take you to heaven. He's not able to change you. Why are you following Allah in Islam? And I wanted to ask any Muslim listening to us today, same 3 questions. And just be honest, my dear listener, Muslim friend, be honest answering those 3 questions. does Allah loves you in Islam? Can you say, Allah loves me? I know Allah loves me. Can you say this? If not, why are you following Allah? Where are you going if you die today, right now? You know, God forbid. But if it happened, where are you going, heaven or hell? If you didn't know, why are you following Allah in Islam? And is Allah able to change people in Islam? And I know the answer from the Quran. Allah will never change anybody. And Mr. Hisham get upset, and he turned to the table, and he asked me that same three questions. He told me, is God in Christianity loves me? He said, of course, God loves me. I know he sent Jesus and died for my sin. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. He said, where are you going if you died? I said, I'm going to heaven. And I can prove it to you right now. I know who you are. You are the Attorney General of all Egypt. With your signature, I can go behind the sun, which means an expression, I will disappear. But even if you do that, I know where I'm going. I'm going to my daddy. I'm not afraid of you. Then he asked me the third question. Is God changing people in Christianity? I said, of course. That's why I am in your office. Because Jesus change me, and I am a new person in Christ. And of course, he can't put me in prison for sharing my story and my testimony. He asked me two questions. He said, what do you think about the Quran? I told him, don't be sensitive, don't take it personally. The Quran, for me, does not work. Three pennies. That's Egyptian expression means it's false. And the guy who writes the report in the office across Mr. Hisham, he asked him, he said, Mr. Hisham, do you want me to write this answer in the report? He said, yeah, write this. And the guy starts screaming and saying, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah. And because this is considered blasphemy. And then Mr. Hisham asked me the second question. Is Muhammad a prophet from God? I told him, don't take it personally. And don't be sensitive. Muhammad can be anything but not a prophet from God. Then the guy again, writer of the report, he said, sir, do you want me to write this? He said, yeah, write this. And the guy started shouting with higher voice and tone, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And Mr. Hisham signed my paper to put me in prison for unlimited time. I supposed to spend all my life in prison because of my conversion. But God turned everything around, and I spent 8 months in prison. And why I spent 8 months, not the rest of my life? Because I started preaching the gospel in the prison. And all the prisoners start hearing about Jesus. And I made the name of Jesus known in prison. And my nickname was Bishop Muhammad. Everybody telling to each other, come and listen to Bishop Muhammad. And the whole prison heard about Jesus. And the authority heard about that. They decided to let me go. And I am very thankful for the Lord. And like I said, Jesus is able to protect us. You can imagine my prison was no shower, no bed, no cover. I am sleeping on the ground, on the concrete, a lot of bugs, and the bugs used to bite me, and I was thinking, oh, I will get a lot of skin disease. But praise the Lord, no skin disease. I can't brush my teeth for 8 months, no shower, same clothes. You can imagine if you stay, Pastor George, with your own clothes for 8 months.
Wow.
You know, and the smell, and, you know, I'm not allowed to go get shower or anything. And the, my bathroom was in coffee can inside my cell. And I'm not allowed to leave my cell. Only they give me a few minutes to go and clean the coffee can and bring it back. And I remember the coffee can has sharp edges. When I tried to sit on it, to use it as a toilet, I used to cover those edges with my shoe. Then I can use it without getting hurt. But with all of this, it was joy. I was joyful. And I was honored to go through this experience and experience the presence of God with us. You see, that's what we, as Americans, need to learn. You know, we're praying for peace, we're praying for joy, but this joy and peace and victory, it's a package. It comes with persecution and suffering. You can't separate that from joy and peace and victory and conquering the enemy. If you wanted to experience this, you need to surrender to the Lord.
Amen.
You need to be a vessel in his hand. And whatever hits you, you take it from the hand of the Lord, and you will see he will replace it with the joy and peace.
Amen. Daniel, you know, this is one of the reasons it is a joy to have you on the air. So many believers, as you mentioned at the beginning, just afraid right now. Even, you know, withdrawing into their homes, afraid because of a virus. And, you know, hey, there's health issues, there's concerns. But you're talking about, you know, going out and sharing your gospel in a culture that was very much against a former Muslim who's now a Christian sharing the gospel. As you said, that was going to lead you, it looked like, to prison forever. But God got you out of prison after 9 months for sharing the gospel in prison. But, you know, just the joy and the boldness. And I just want to remind you, as you're listening to Renew FM, we're here. We've got another second half hour to this program, and we took the first half hour for Daniel once more to share his story with you. I think it's an encouragement to you. And maybe you're listening, and you're discouraged right now. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you are withdrawn. Maybe you haven't been in church in a while, and you've got now this crust on your heart, and you're just drying up and disconnected, and it's over a virus. And you know, we have to pay attention, but I tell you, to be a believer is to be bold, and it is also to trust the Lord as he leads you to step out, and that's where the joy is, that is where the power is. And maybe you need more of the Holy Spirit in your life, and I want to give you an opportunity. You can call this. We're going to take a break here in 30 seconds and we'll be back. The phone number is 888-310-PRAY, 888-310-7729, 888-310-PRAY, and give us a call. And, you know, Pastor Daniel Messiah can pray with you. He can encourage you. We'll talk more during after the break, but that's the number to give us a call, 888-310-PRAY. We'll be right back after this break. And, again, you're listening to Renew FM. Welcome back to the second half hour of The Hope for the Hour. This is George Small, and it is a pleasure to be with you tonight. We've got another half hour of this program to go, and If you've been listening, Daniel Messiah is with me on this time here live on the radio. And we're here to encourage you at a time in 2020, all that might be going on, and to encourage the church, really, to be bold, to be strong, to be people of faith. I've read recently in some of the research done just recently, there are a lot of believers that are completely disconnecting with the church and falling out of church. And, you know, and I guess that shows for many believers their depth of their faith and trust in the Lord. We want to encourage you. We want to stir up your faith. And maybe you're in a trial, and maybe there's fear in your life, and you're just listening. We want to encourage you, but also give you the opportunity. If you'd like, you can give us a call. And, you know, Daniel can pray with you, encourage you. We're going to talk more about his life and his story, his ministry. We could honestly spend every night this week, tell you a lot of amazing stories. But you heard the story, first half hour, of a Muslim coming to Christ in Egypt, going to prison as he was sharing Christ with other Muslims, 9 months in jail, sharing Christ, filled with joy, suffering for the cause, you know, for Christ. And that's where his story began, and he's got a lot more to it. But just knowing the joy of the Lord, just filled with the Spirit of God, and maybe that is what you need in your life right now too, is to learn more of the Spirit of God and what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. Well, we want to be here to encourage you. We can pray with you. You got a question too, Bible question or question maybe even about Islam or, you know, the journey to Christ, any, you know, what that means, anything. The phone number, 888-310-7729. 888-310-PRAY. That's what that is. 888-310-PRAY. 888-310-7729. Well, Daniel, as we return to our conversation, I appreciate the encouragement. You know, as I was listening to you, some of the things that you've said, I've even thought about. Just burden for the church right now. We're so afraid in America, and I think it's showing that the depth of our trust in the Lord and our fear of the Lord, too. In many instances, we've been trusting in and other things and need to get deeper with the Lord, because there's believers around this world that are serving the Lord, going to church in much, much more dangerous places than just a virus. They're in real dangerous places, as you've mentioned in your own life. But you've ministered around the world too, Daniel, and you've gone to countries, gone into, you know, Muslim areas, putting your life at risk. You've got a lot of different stories, and, you know, just your boldness. It's what's needed in the church today. Wow, where we are here in 2020 is that we would have that overflow of the Holy Spirit upon our lives and just the boldness of God at this time. We don't even know how much more time we're going to have. So that just being what we should be as a church. And, you know, some of your stories, you know, what comes to mind? Any experiences from your years of ministry that you can encourage our audience?
Thank you, Pastor George. I remember the story happened to me in Kenya. In East Lee. I was in Kenya, and we have a team from our church, and we have a couple of pastors with us. And when I arrived to Kenya, I told the local pastor, I would love to go visit a mosque. And we can, you know, have a debate and asking questions about Islam, Christianity, and he arranged a debate between me and the imam in the mosque in a city called East Lee. And I was excited to go and do the debate, and I love Muslims. Muslims are my family, and I love all Muslims, and I know most of Christians, they love Muslims, and I was excited because I would share with the Muslims. And before I go to sleep, I got a message from one of the pastor's assistants telling me, Daniel, just we wanted you to know that the area we're going tomorrow for the debate, East Lee, it's 99% Muslims, no police, no army can intervene inside. If anything happened to you, police will not come there to rescue, and we wanted you to think before we go tomorrow. And I start praying at night. I said, Lord, you heard this report, and I'm ready to go. I'm not afraid. And I wake up in the morning, I find myself singing a song mentioned in the book of Acts, when Mary, the sister of Aaron and Moses, was singing the horse and its rider had been thrown into the sea. Al-Faras wa Rakibu Qattarahuma fil Bahr. The horse and its rider has been thrown into the sea. And I wake up from my sleep in the morning, and I start wondering why I'm singing this song. And the Holy Spirit starts pointing to me that you will go to the debate and you will have victory, because whoever will stand against you will be thrown into the sea. It's a victory. And I told everybody, hey, guys, let us go. You know, I took it from the Lord. It will be a victory day for us. And before I went, I opened the Bible on Exodus chapter 14. And I started reading this song. And I found three commands God gave to Moses. He told Moses to tell his people, first key is stand still and look for the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the second command, I will fight on your behalf. And the third command God gave to Moses, what is in your hand, which is a rod. And the Lord started speaking to me, you know, through those three commands. Stand still, Danny. Don't be afraid. Even if you see stuff does not make sense, even if your life in danger, don't be afraid. Don't look to your back. You know, I will fight on your behalf. And I got very encouraged and lifted up. Because the third command was, what is in your hand? The rod, which means authority. We have authority. And if we put those three keys together, God is telling us, do not be afraid, stand. I will fight on your behalf. And that's a big difference between Islam and Christianity. In Islam, Allah is weak. He needs Muslims to fight for him. That's what all ISIS is all about, killing Christians, persecuting Christians, because Allah told the Muslims to fight for Allah. But in Christianity, God told the Christians, stand still. I will fight on your behalf. God in Christianity does not need us, Pastor George. He will fight our fight. You know, even if it's Corona, if it's the enemy, whatever it is, God will fight on our behalf. And I was very encouraged, and I went and we took a bus and we were singing and worshiping the Lord, and we kept the bus outside and we put all the women in it. To keep them safe outside the city of Eastleigh. And we walk to the Eastleigh. And while we are walking, I have two pastors, Pastor Gary and Pastor David. And Pastor Gary saw piles of rocks. He grabbed my hand. He said, Daniel, did you notice the piles of rocks? How you feel? And, of course, the piles of rocks, that's how they stone people and killing people there. And Pastor Gary was afraid. I told him, Pastor Gary, I'm okay. I'm feeling good. We'll do. And after a few steps, Pastor Dave grabbed me. He didn't hear Pastor Gary. And he asked me the same question. Daniel, did you notice the piles of rocks? How you feel? Do you still want it to do it? I said, yeah, you know, the Lord is in our side. And we went there to the mosque, and there were, like, things Muslim people hang around the mosque. And, you know, I started talking with them, and suddenly a Muslim guy came, very, very mean, and started shooting the rocks toward us. And that's a signal to the rest of Muslims to start stoning us. And he started yelling to me and saying, "You need to go. You need to leave. And you guys don't listen to him." And suddenly, while he's doing this, another Muslim came from the front, and he hit him. And he told him, "This guy did not say anything wrong, because I was quoting the Quranic verses showing the Bible is the word of God." And he told him, "This guy didn't do anything wrong." And here I see the promise of God to protect me. He is fighting on my behalf. And the news went to the imam, and the imam came with a microphone and the speaker, and he started shouting, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." The whole city started coming out from nowhere, and I found myself surrounded by 400 people. When Pastor Gary and Dave saw all of this happening, and the imam is screaming, "Allahu Akbar," they left the scene, and they went back to the bus because they were afraid. And I stayed there, and I got surrounded by 400 or more Muslims. And everybody coming, shouting, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And the imam came with the microphone, and he gave it to me, and he said, "What is the subject of the debate?" I told him, "The Bible is the word of God, and I can show it to you from the Quran." And he said, "Go ahead." And before I started, I started thinking, this will be my last sermon, and I should give a good one. And I started praying, "Lord, just prepare me with a good message for these people." And I started sharing with them about the love of Jesus. The imam got very upset, and he told me, "Master Daniel, go to the subject." And I start telling them, "If you open your Quran," and I start pointed out all those verses in the Quran showing the Bible is the word of God, revealed by God, came from God as a light and as mercy for all people, Muslim people or Christian or Jew. And they start seeing that, and they were excited and looking to each other, "Wow, we never know that in the Quran." And at the end, the imam took the microphone and he started shouting, "Master Daniel, now we know the Bible is the word of God. The Bible is the word of God." And everyone was shouting after him. And at that time, Pastor Gary and Pastor Dave show up again, and they came to take me out. They saw the crowd, and they thought I would be killed by this crowd. And they came through the crowd and next to me. And in every mission trip, we have a passcode. When you hear the passcode, you need to leave the scene. There is danger. And there was a code we choose to say if we feel danger around us, and the code was peanut butter. If you hear peanut butter, you need to leave. And Pastor Gary came and sit next to me, and he started saying, "Peanut butter, Daniel," which means you need to leave. I said, "No, I will not leave. We need to wait until the imam finished, because it will be very bad. We will look bad." Anyway, he starts saying, "Peanut banana, peanut strawberry." He was very, very afraid. And suddenly the imam finished, and he said, "Master Daniel, please introduce your friend." And I gave the microphone to Pastor Gary, because he was afraid. And he told me, every alarm in his mind would start beeping, you know. He was afraid he would be killed. And when the imam told me to introduce your friends, I give the microphone to Gary. And the first thing Gary said is, "I am an American." I told him, "No, don't say you are an American. Peanut butter, Gary. That, now they will kill us, you know." Because he said, "I'm an American in an area like this." And everybody starts hugging us and showing us love. And we are in a city, no police, no army. Muslim, 99% of the population there, very aggressive, but God gave us victory. And his promise in Exodus chapter 14, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I will fight on your behalf, and you have authority from heaven to give my word." And those are the three things I wanted to conclude in this story is, to all listeners, to all, especially Christians, don't be afraid. We are in the right side. We have our God, and our God is awesome God, and he can move mountains. He can change even death. Death has no authority over us unless God gives the authority to death. And he showed me in this mission trip that do not ever afraid, because I will be there for you. If you do my work, I will be there for you. And praise the Lord, I'm still alive.
Well, praise the Lord, Daniel. You know, we've heard some great stories, and as I've mentioned, we could have you share a lot of stories because of your journey. And I think of men and women like you that have come out of Islam, that have found Jesus, tend to be very bold, those that have found Christ. And you're one of an example of that. You've experienced just the love of God, like you said, as a young man. It changed your life, the Holy Spirit, and then just your boldness going out. And the, encouraging our radio listeners here in New England and whoever's listening online, wherever they are, not to be afraid. And, yeah, in the world, there are a lot of things that are changing. There are a lot of things that, you know, are making it unsettled for us. We're wondering where this nation's going. We're wondering where our economy's going. We're wondering if the schools are going to go up, open up. We're wondering, you know, about so many things. And as a church or Christians, we're wondering even about religious liberty. There's just so many things. And maybe you're listening, and we've got about another 6 minutes here to go. I'm going to give the phone number one last time. But maybe you'd like to have Daniel pray for you, because you're like, you know, I've got fear. I really do. And I want more boldness at this time. I really struggle with boldness. I want boldness in my life. And I've got fear. I just want to learn to trust the Lord. I need to learn to trust him right now. I know his word and what he says, but I just have fear about the things that are going on. And the number to call, if you would like, is 888-310-PRAY, 888-310-7729. When we've got a few moments, we can take one call here at the end, 888-310-PRAY. But, yeah, nothing to fear, as you're reminding us, Daniel. Your story is filled with that boldness. And, by the way, as you're here listening to Renew FM and hearing Daniel Messiah's story, there is a book that has been compiled about his story, and it's called Traitor, and I'm sure you can find it online, Traitor. And you know, it said right there at the top of the front cover of the book, you know, a true story that turned Egypt upside down. And a man, he, as you've heard him on the radio here, even mentioned people that were in government and high places. He used their names because it's a true story of being brought before them and sharing Christ with them. And yeah, he spent time in prison, but God gave him joy. God gave him joy. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. So do you have joy? You know, the secret to joy, he's shared it with us, is trusting in the Lord and yielding to the Lord and believing in his word. And just that overflow then of the Holy Spirit that comes into our life, that is just key to joy. And if you're all knotted up in your stomach with fear, and you're all knotted up looking at what's going on around you, to get the bigger picture, you know, asking God to open your eyes to him and who he is, and what he can do in your life, and so to trust the Lord. Well, Daniel, we've got you know, four minutes left here, and you know, a last closing words for those of us that you know, people that are listening right now, You know, any closing thoughts here at the end? And we do have a call coming in, so, you know, just a quick thought, I guess, while we wait for the call to be screened here. But just a quick thought, Daniel, from you.
You know, I like the verse in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, when John in the island of Patmos, he's saying, they conquer him by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony, and they didn't love their life to death. You know, the church needs to understand those conquer or victory, it's a package. You can't take only the blood of Jesus and say, hey, I'm a Christian, I believe in the blood of Jesus, and you run for your life. Or you say, oh, I'm saved, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. But you did not say your word of testimony. You need to witness. You need to speak. Paul said, I believe, therefore I speak. Thank you.